This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. It's so good to have you with me today. I have a very special guest, Andy Otero. He's founder of It Is What You Make It. And his message is that we have more control over any given situation than we give ourselves credit for. Andy is a retired Air Force veteran who served for 33 years. He's also the owner of a private investigation agency and founder and owner of the trademark logo, It Is What You Make It. He's very passionate about motivating, inspiring, and empowering individuals. Welcome to the show, Andy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Mari. Thank you for having me and allowing me the opportunity to reach your audience.
Oh, it's completely my pleasure. So tell us a little bit about the story, how you came to do what you're doing now.
Well, like you said, I just retired from the Air Force after 33 years. And as I was growing through the Air Force, there was new airmen that were coming in. And I noticed a different mindset that they had. That mindset included the phrase, it is what it is. And it was, I found that to be such a defeatist attitude, and one in which it was easy to blame others for your situation. So I started using It Is What You Make It. We would be deployed somewhere and the young airman would say, oh, it is what it is. And I would tell him, no, it's not it is what it is. It is what you make it. So in my endeavor to inspire, motivate, and empower my troops, I started using It Is What You Make It throughout my career. And fast forward to 6 years ago, I had a double bypass. I was there in the hospital, and God and prayers got me through it all. But I believe that God helps those who help themselves, right? So it's like if I wouldn't have listened to the nurses or if I wouldn't have listened to the doctor, it would have been for naught. So I'm there laying in the hospital bed, and I said, you know what? I came pretty close to death. How can I leave this world better off than I came into it? And I said, you know what? I'm passionate about It Is What You Make It. I use it all the time. And I said, you know what? I want to empower people. What more empowering than eagle wings? And I put it all together and said, you know what? If you believe and live by It Is What You Make It, you get empowered and you get these wings and you can soar as high and as far as you want to go. So that was how I came up with that. And then I said, well, how am I going to get it out to people? And that's when the shirts came in and the logo, and we got and started getting it out to people, started to inspire, motivate, and empower them.
Fantastic. You know, I never liked the phrase, it is what it is. I had a couple of friends who used to use that, and I hated, actually, any time they said that. It just doesn't feel good when it hits your body, you know? Like, you're right. It's like a negative. It's a very negative phrase.
Right. It allows you easily to blame others for your situation and not take personal responsibility.
Absolutely. And we have a role, you know, we have control over our lives. It may not be easy sometimes to make a change. It may require more than we want to do or initially are willing to do, but it sure makes a difference. So I love that I love your phrase and I love the way that you're spreading it around. I just love everything about what you're doing. So let's talk a little bit about authenticity. Oh, you're welcome. Let's talk a little bit about authenticity and what role this played in it for you.
Well, authenticity is a great question. That's a great question, Mari. The only way that I can get people to listen to my message, desire to help others empower themselves. So I have to be authentic to myself, true to myself, and believe in the message. And I do believe it. I'm passionate about it. And then others will see that passion, and it'll help them live by the same, it is what you make it. The other thing about authenticity, it's not only for me to be authentic, but it's also important for others to be authentic when you are true to yourself. Understanding no one can make you mad, happy, or sad, and taking personal responsibility for your actions and feelings, that makes it easier to get that mindset.
Yeah, Those are such wise words. A lot of people don't want to hear it. They want to blame that other person for being mad. But what you're saying is the absolute truth. You can only be mad if you allow somebody to make you mad, no matter what they're doing or saying to you. That's so true. So going back to authenticity, have you always been the type of person who's authentic? Or much like me, was that something you had to grow into as you got older?
Well, I was always true to myself. I was always authentic. I always tell people like it is. You know, sometimes they like to hear it, sometimes they don't. But I've always been that way. Always. I just don't know any other way of being than to be fake. I can't be fake. I have to, you know, you take me how I am, and that's the way I've always been.
That's good. That's
and it's gotten me through my career. I made it to senior master sergeant, and people appreciate that. You know, they don't always agree with you, but they appreciate your honesty and your and being authentic. They know mm-hmm. where you stand, and then you know, they know where you're coming from.
Yeah, and they trust you because they've already, you know, people know when you're being inauthentic. People know when you're being a fake. People can see through that and feel through
Absolutely.
That. Most people. So if you want someone to trust you, if you're working with them, like you say, you worked in the military. As you began to, I had a kind of question just popped in. As you began to work with your troops and use these phrases, what kind of changes did you see, or did you see changes in the young men?
I did, and that's a great question. I did see it. A more positive attitude. They changed their mindset from, if we were out in the desert somewhere and they knew we had to be there, it instead of saying it is what it is and not having any power over the situation, they went out and started working out. They started studying. They did long distance learning. So they did things to progress their careers as opposed mm-hmm. to just staying stagnant and just bitching about the situation that they were in. So, yes, great question. That's what I got them to do, and working out more and those mm-hmm. kind of things.
Fantastic. So that brings me to what we're going through now in these times of coronavirus. And, you know, it is what it is what a lot of people are saying. We have no control over this, but we do. What would you say to a listener that's, you know, frustrated? And, I mean, here in California, we're on lockdown again. You know, and right. it gets hard, and people just get aggravated and just give up. So do you have something wise you can say to us?
Well, listen, it is what you make. It is about the wisest thing I can say, but we can taper that to any situation, right? Mm-hmm. People used to say life is what you make it, but that's a little generic and a little overwhelming. If we can taper it to certain things, my first question when I get into a group, what I ask is just so we can get on the same page is, how many of you have ever made a decision? And everybody raises their hand. And in this case, since we're doing it over the radio, people can just say yes to themselves. And then the second question that I always ask is, have any of those decisions that you've ever made not gone the way that you wanted them to go? And of course, everybody raises their hand. So mm-hmm. what I was trying to do with that is trying to get them in a mindset that's when it is what you make it comes into play. So in this situation with coronavirus, I believe that we are all dealt this hand. So the situation, some people are happy about it. Some people are not happy about it. Some people are sick. Some people aren't. So the situation doesn't dictate our reaction, because if it did, we'd all react the same way to every situation. So
right.
You can change your mindset and deal with this situation, whether you can go out and eat at a restaurant or not eat at a restaurant. You can change your mindset to say, listen, you know what? We're doing this right now, and this is what I choose to do. And I understand the consequences, and I understand that my personal responsibility is to XYZ, and mm-hmm. and you deal with that way. It's not one shoe fits all. So you have to make personal responsibility decisions. to take care of that situation.
That's good. I like that. You know, and of course, to look at what we do have. It's so easy to look at what we're missing, right? Like right now here, we can't go out to restaurants. They just close them all down. This is, we're getting into the holiday season. But what can we do? You know, we can go to the store, buy whatever we want, cook it, and eat it at home. You know, there's a lot of things we can do. So I love that. That's really good. So what do you believe is the first step, Andy, for a person who's listening right now and wants to take control of their life? They're thinking, wow, maybe I could use a change of mindset here.
Okay, well, here we go. The first step is to change your mindset from it is what it is to it is what you make it. And understand that you do have more control over any given situation than you give yourself credit for, right? So stop saying, you make me feel like X, Y, Z. Don't give up that power. When you give up, when you start off and saying that somebody makes you feel a certain way, you mm-hmm. give up that power. So instead of saying, you make me feel this way, you could say, I feel this way when this happens and when this happens. That's more owning your feelings and owning your actions.
Yes. That's good. There's
so
power.
Changing your mindset. Changing your mindset is the key to not blaming others for your situation, but taking personal responsibility for it.
Nice. Very, very nice. Lovely. Well, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. And if you want to call in and ask Andy a question or talk to him, you can call in now. The number is 929-477-3869, 929-477-3869. You can start calling now, and we'll be right back.
Do you have a new startup business? Do you need expert marketing or branding advice? Contact marketing consultant Corinda Dion to help take your business to the next level. Contact us today at 888-473-2221 or visit CorindaDion.com.
What happens in your body begins with your energy. If you can't find relief from your pain, it may be time to look deeper. Mindy Stritch is a certified healing therapist that will help you discover the root cause of what hurts. To learn more, schedule a free consultation. Call 678-642-7771 or visit www.mindystritch.com. That's MindyStritch.com. Restoring your energy will renew your life.
Ask yourself, are you living the life you desire or a life of default and settling for less? Lifestyle Empowerment Coaching is an effective process to support individuals in creating something new and beneficial. For more than 25 years, Rhonda Farah, author, speaker, and lifestyle empowerment coach, has been doing just that. Contact her to receive a 30-minute complimentary sample session at helpmerondanow.com.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest Andy Otero. He is the founder and owner of the trademark logo, It Is What You Make It. So, Andy, what is the main message you want to bring to the public today?
The main message is, and some of this is going to be repetitive, but it's so important that I need to repeat it over and over again. The main message is, I want you to understand that if you believe and live by it is what you make it, you will get empowered. You will gain these wings, and you will be able to soar as high and as far as you want to go.
Wow, that's a good message. I know that you wanted to talk about some of the phrases we've been hearing from childhood. You know, they've been around forever. We don't even know where they came from and how disempowering they are to us. Could you share some of that with us?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you. Well, the first one in the mind setting is obviously stop using it is what it is and use it is what you make it. A lot more empowering. This mindset of waiting for the light at the end of the tunnel. And I rather use a flashlight going through the tunnel and live life and appreciate the things that I see through the tunnel, as opposed to waiting for the end of the tunnel, the light there. You may not make it to the end of the tunnel. And if you happen to make it to the end of the tunnel, it might be a Mack truck coming at you. So living life as you go through the tunnel with a flashlight and appreciating the things that you see, I think is a lot better than just, you know, waiting and waiting. So it's a more personal responsibility mindset. Understand that no one can make you feel mad, happy, or sad. And the example that I use for this is we're both driving down the road and somebody cuts you off. I may say, oh, that blah, 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 and I may get mad. You may say, oh, he must be in a hurry to go see his mom at the hospital, and you don't get mad. So, again, the situation doesn't dictate our reaction. Our reaction is dictated by our mindset and our thought process of that situation.
Yeah.
So, also, understand your glass is always full. You know how people say, oh, my glass is half empty, half full? Well, understand that your glass is always full. How full is up to you. Right? It could be an inch from the bottom full. It could be overflowing full. You may need a bigger glass. But also understand, you got to understand who fills that glass, right? It's you that fills that glass. Nobody else can fill that glass for you. All right? So the other one is understand things don't happen for a reason. You know, people say, oh, it happened for a reason. No, there's a reason that things happen. See, that's the difference between the mindset of expecting something to happen, oh, and it just happened for a reason, as opposed to this happened for a reason. You get arrested, you don't get arrested for a reason. I mean, well, you get arrested because you did something to create that. You know what I'm saying? So if after you get arrested, you become, you know, you find God and you become a better person for whatever reason, you stop doing drugs, then, you know, you can't say that happened. You know, that happened because of the steps that happened before it. Not, you know, so again, things happen. Things don't happen for a reason. There's a reason things happen. Let me cover this one. Blaming others gives power away. Start the sentence with I, not you, as opposed to there's a lot of great phrases that start with the word I, right? I love you. I desire you. I want you. I can, I will, I did, I do. So these are positive things as opposed to you make me this, you make. So that's it. So those are the main point, but I want you to, this is one thing that I would like your audience to know or do every morning. I want them to wake up every morning, go to the mirror, look in the mirror, and see that beautiful reflection in the mirror, point at it and say, it is what you make it. Mm. And start off your day that way.
Wow. You know, that is a powerful phrase, it is what you make it. It really can turn everything around because words have power.
Yes.
Words, vibration, because the sound is a vibration and there's power in that. It could be positive power. It could be negative power. And as I said before, it is what it is, has a negative vibration to it. I can feel it. Whereas when you say it is what you make it, now you're putting the power back in my hand, or you're putting the power back in your own hand. And it feels so, it just feels different. I can feel it in my body. Same thing when you're talking about the light. I love that light at the end of the tunnel one. You know, why are you waiting? That's the part about that phrase is, I am waiting for. Well, why am I waiting? Your life is going by while you're waiting for it to happen. Like you say, pick up the flashlight.
Carry a torch, carry a flashlight. Yeah, flashlight, torch, whatever you feel comfortable with. And just as you go through that tunnel, live life.
Right.
And appreciate the things on the way.
Yeah, I love it. I love this kind of thinking because we do get stuck in those phrases and we don't even know it. You know, it's stuck there in our subconscious from hearing it since we were children. So I love that you're taking this and you're just blowing them out of the water. It's so different. My mind has to go.
I'm trying to, any way that I can inspire, motivate, and empower individuals to understand that, you know, you do have the power. Yes, God first. I always put God first, but God gives us a mind. He gives us a mind to make decisions, right? So, I mean, sometimes it takes us a little bit longer. You know, we take the dirt road and we take we go over the mountain, but the end result is, for me, is God, but he gives us a mind and we make decisions and we make these choices. And those choices is what we have to, you know, we have to be okay with the repercussions of these choices that we make.
Exactly. And we have to take responsibility for them. And when we do, that's
yes.
when we can change our lives. I love that. And you're right. God gives us all the ability to do what we need to do, but we have to be willing to do so. You talked about when you had your bypass in the hospital. And yes, after that, there are things you have to follow, right? Diet, exercise, whatever it is you have to do to get better. Not everybody does that, as you know, Andy. And some people are weak and whatever for the rest of their lives, or maybe don't even live that long because they refused to follow those instructions. They didn't have what it took. So we have the helping hand. God always is there to help us, but we have to reach for that hand. I think that's the difference. And so
I think so.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even take that far after the hospital. It was in the hospital. If I wouldn't have listened to them, they had me walking the next morning around the whole floor. So if I wouldn't have listened to them, you know, that's God telling them, hey, this is what you got to do. If I wouldn't have listened to them, it would have been for naught.
Yes, of course. And you could have suffered greatly. So I love it. I love what you've created. I love your passion for it. It's just inspiring even to listen to you. It's great. So let's talk a little bit about Oh, you're welcome. About how to get a hold of you. And you have a whole line of beautiful products that remind us it is what you make it. So tell us about that.
Well, the website is itiswhatyoumakeit.win, like a winner. Itiswhatyoumakeit.win. We have shirts. They're all dry fit shirts. We have a Razorback line that's a soft tri-blend material. And we have a little fishing section where we have a few shirts that are, you know, some fishing. We're coming out with new ones. What I tried to depict was a strong animal with the wings, a strong eagle. Plus, I'm partial to eagle wings because I was in the Air Force, obviously. And then the fishing ones were a strong sailfish, you know, a couple sailfish in the same shape as the wings. So something strong, something empowering is what I have. They're dry fit shirts. I have a nice wing one with the flag draped across it. And those are dry fit, SPF 50, and sublimation. So they're great shirts, great price. And, you know, that's how I can get the message. It doesn't only help the person that's wearing it, but the people behind them and to change mindsets. I also have for adults, for women, and for youth. The whole goal with the youth, I have backpacks for youth and also backpacks for adults. The whole thing with the youth is I'm trying, the earlier we can get the youth with the positive mindset, the personal responsibility mindset, the better off we'll be sooner.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's where to go.
It is what you make it dot win is the website. We also have on Facebook, it is what you make it dot win. We have Instagram, it is what you make it. Also, you can do the initials, it is what you make it. And that's it. We started about 3 years ago. We're doing great. We go to events and it's great talking to people. The most rewarding thing, if I have a couple of seconds here to tell you, is when I talk to people and a couple of times they leave and then they come back and say, listen, I have to get a shirt. You don't know what I'm going through and how much you've helped me with this. And just stopping and talking to a cashier or a young man that was working at a gas station. And when you talk to them and you see their eyes light up and say, you know what, I needed this. I'm like, yes, that's my goal. My mission is to inspire, motivate, and empower.
That's wonderful. So it's not like you're standing out there selling shirts and backpacks. You are talking to these people and encouraging them to change their mindset, to change from a defeatist kind of attitude of, okay, well, there's nothing I could do about this, to it is what you make it, which means I can do something about it. I might have to think about it, pray about it, meditate a while, whatever, but there is something that can be done. That's fantastic.
Yes, absolutely. I'm not just out there just slinging shirts. As a matter of fact, they've asked me if I would a speaker or a pastor. Just recently, they asked me if I was a pastor. This one girl that asked me if I was a pastor, she says, "You have no idea how much you just helped me." And I said, "Well, thank God that I can help you." And I enjoy doing it. It's a passion of mine. Like I said, I'm retired. I have my private investigator agency, but this is something that I go to events and I just talk to people everywhere. And if it's helping, it's helping. And I have a feeling it's helping.
Oh, it's helping. Every little bit that we do helps. It's that little pebble that starts that little ripple that it gets. It goes long. You know, you could talk to one young person or older person, and then they'll share it with their community, with their loved ones, and that's how these things grow. From a little seed, it grows huge.
Exactly.
And I see your vision.
I love to ask the youth, because I get all different people coming to my booth, and I always love to ask the youth to read it and give me their opinion. And you know what? It gives me encouragement. It encourages me to keep moving forward, because so many of them see it and say what, personal responsibility. They say every key word that is associated with it is what you make it. And it's good to see. It's good to see that the young people are getting it.
That's fantastic. That's wonderful, Andy. So we're getting down to ready to the last couple of minutes of the show. Is there one last thing you'd like to say to a listener as we close?
Well, again, the short story that I have is when I ask people, would you agree with me? And there's couples in front of me, let's say. And I say, would you agree with me that nobody can make you mad, happy, or sad? The first thing that I see the spouses do, they look at each other and they say, well. So they look at each other and I stop them right there and I said, hold on a second. I'm sure that they do things that make you happy, mad, or sad, or that you think they do. But then I give them the example of getting cut off on the road, like I told you earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And when I give them that example that the situation doesn't dictate your reaction. The way you think of the situation dictates your reaction. Then they go, yeah, I could see that. And then if it's helping that couple, not get angry at each other or, make other change their mindset so they won't be angry at each other, mm-hmm. then at that point, I'm doing a good thing.
Yeah, you sure are. You're doing a lot of good things, Andy. What you have there, I love how something comes from a thought that you had. It goes back so many years when you were still, in the Air Force, using it with your troops, seeing the results, but then you couldn't let it go when you retired. It's like you retired but didn't really. Like you can't retire. Your heart problems, you had your surgery, and God's like, okay, you're all good to go now. Here's your next mission. So I love it. I love everything about it. And it's been such a pleasure having you on my show. Thank you so much for coming on to encourage the guests.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's been nothing but a pleasure. So thank you for listening in. You can go right to Andy's website. It is whatyoumakeit.win, W-I-S. You can find Andy on my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. Click on the radio show page, and he's right there with his picture, a link to his website, a link to all of his products, and, of course, to this show. And I remind you that as soon as we're done, they're going to create a replay of this show right in the same link. Please spread it. Please spread the show. We need to hear this, especially during these COVID times, that we have control. We have the power over our own lives. We don't have to be a pawn in somebody else's hand telling us and moving us here and there and making us miserable. So thank you so much for listening. Enjoy the rest of your day and catch us next time on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Bye for now. Bye, Andy.
Bye.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.